Health and Safety Policy Statement. Whitam Prospect School Health and Safety Policy Statement. Relevant Legislation and Guidance. Regulation 10, The Health and Well-Being Standard. Guide to the Health and Well-Being Standard. Health and Safety at Work Act 1974. Promoting the Health and Well-Being of Looked After Children. Statutory Guidance for Local Authorities, Clinical Commissioning Groups and NHS England 2015. The Education, Independent Schools Standards, Regulations 2014, Latest Available, Revised, UK Government Social Care Common Inspection Frameworks CHIF, Children's Homes, Latest Version, Ofsted Children's Homes Regulations, England, Regulations 2015 UK Gov Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002 Reporting of Injuries, Diseases and Dangerous Occurrences Regulations 2013 applies to all staff, residential and school-based, volunteers and visitors. Related documents, Health and Safety Policy Manual Health and Safety Section of the Employee Handbook Health and Safety Induction Availability. This document is made available to parents/carers and visitors via the school website or upon request from the school office. Staff will be made aware of this policy during their induction and repeatedly via their training program. Monitoring and review. This policy will be monitored and refined on a continuous basis and reviewed annually by either the directors, registered manager, or a member of the senior leadership team. Changes in legislation, regulatory requirement, or best practice guidelines will trigger earlier review. Author, Nicola Wakalovy approved, Vivian Kinder version, 6 signed. Signed review date, April 2025 date, April 2025 April 2026 1 Health and Safety Policy Statement Health and Safety Policy Statement The following is a statement of the organization's health and safety policy in accordance with Section 2 of the Health and Safety at Work etc. Act 1974. This document refers to and is in addition to the Whitam Prospect School Health and Safety Policy Manual. It is the policy of Whitam Prospect School to ensure so far as is reasonably practicable, the health, safety and welfare of all employees working for the company and other persons who may be affected by our undertakings. Whitam Prospect School acknowledges that the key to successful health and safety management requires an effective policy, organization, and arrangements, which reflect the commitment of senior management. To maintain that commitment, we will continually measure, monitor, and revise where necessary, using an annual plan to ensure that health and safety standards are adequately maintained. Nicola Wakalovy will implement the company's health and safety policy and recommend any changes to meet new circumstances. Whitam Prospect School recognizes that successful health and safety management contributes to successful business performance and will allocate adequate finances and resources to meet these needs. The management of Whitam Prospect School looks upon the promotion of health and safety measures as a mutual objective for themselves and employees. It is, therefore, the policy of management to do all that is reasonably practicable to prevent personal injury and damage to property. Also, the organization aims to protect everyone, including visitors and members of the public, insofar as they come into contact with our activities, from any foreseeable hazard or danger. All employees have duties under the Health and Safety at Work etc. Act 1974 and are informed of their personal responsibilities to take due care of the health and safety of themselves and to ensure that they do not endanger other persons by their acts or omissions. Employees are also informed that they must cooperate with the organization in order that it can comply with the legal requirements placed upon it and in the implementation of this policy. Whitam Prospect School will ensure continued consultation with the workforce to enable all viewpoints and recommendations to be discussed at regular intervals. The organization will ensure a systematic approach to identifying hazards, assessing the risks, determining suitable and sufficient control measures and informing employees of the correct procedures needed to maintain a safe working environment. We will provide, so far as is reasonably practicable, safe places and systems of work, safe plant and machinery, safe handling of materials and substances, the provision of adequate safety equipment and ensure that appropriate information, instruction, training, and supervision is given. We regard all health and safety legislation as the minimum standard and expect management to achieve their targets without compromising health and safety. This policy statement will explain how the company actively promotes health and safety for each area of concern and the expectations of all staff, contractors, and visitors to operate in conjunction with the policy. They must adhere to the requirements set out by the company and the law to ensure a safe working environment for the staff and contractors and a safe educational and living environment for the pupils of the school. 2. Health and Safety Policy Statement. A signed copy of this statement is available on request. Aims and Objectives. The aim of this policy statement is to ensure that all reasonable and practical steps are taken to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of all persons using the premises. To achieve this, we will actively work towards the following objectives: establish and maintain a safe and healthy environment throughout the school. Establish and maintain safe working procedures amongst staff and pupils. Make arrangements for ensuring safety and the removal of risks to health in connection with the use, handling, storage and transport of articles and substances. Ensure the provision of sufficient information, instruction, and supervision to enable all people working within or using the school to avoid hazards and contribute positively to their own health and safety at work, and to ensure that they have access to health and safety training as and when provided. Maintain a healthy and safe place of work and ensure safe entry and exit from it. Formulate effective procedures for use in case of fire and other emergencies and for evacuating the setting's premises. Follow the regulations of the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 and any other relevant legislation. We believe the operational health and safety risks within the school and care environments and surrounding areas to be low, but to maintain the maximum protection for pupils, staff, and parents/carers, we consider it necessary to ensure the entrances and exits from the building, including fire exits, are safe and unobstructed. Regularly check the premises room by room for structural defects, worn fixtures and fittings or electrical equipment, and take the necessary remedial action. Ensure that all staff are aware of the fire procedures and that regular fire drills are carried out. Ensure that all members of staff are aware of the procedures in case of accidents. Ensure that all members of staff take all reasonable action to control the spread of infectious diseases and that they wear protective gloves and clothes where appropriate. Prohibit smoking/vaping on the premises. Prohibit any contractor from working on the premises without prior discussion with the officer in charge in order to negate any risks to the staff or pupils. No inappropriate jewelry to be worn. 1 pair of stud earrings and wedding/engagement rings are acceptable, and although watches and glasses can be worn, it is advisable not to wear expensive ones as these could get damaged. 3. Health and Safety Policy Statement. Dress code is smart and practical with sensible shoes. No nail varnish is permitted, and all long hair must be tied back at all times. No running inside the premises. All electrical sockets should be switched off when not in use, and there should be no trailing wires. All cleaning materials/toilet cleaner to be stored in the cache cupboards in the secure designated cleaning areas. Protective clothing should be worn when serving food. Prohibit certain foods, e.g., when a serious allergy is present within the current group. All staff should familiarize themselves with the first aid boxes and know who the appointed first aider is. Pupils must be supervised at all times. No student or visitors should be left unsupervised at any time. Responsibilities regarding health and safety and health and safety at work. Employers' responsibilities. As employers, we have a duty to all employees, casual workers, part-time workers, trainees, visitors, and subcontractors who may be in our workplace or use work equipment provided by us, also as far as reasonably practicable, their health, safety and well-being. We cannot knowingly allow a person with a contagious disease or virus to access the school, as this can be legally enforceable by the as it pertains to the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 Section 2 and 3. Management will ensure they assess all risks to workers' health and safety and bring the significant findings to the attention of employees. Provide safe plant and equipment that is suitably maintained. Provide a safe place of work with adequate facilities and safe access and egress. Provide adequate training and information to all employees. Have provisions in place to guarantee that articles and substances are handled and stored in a proper manner. Provide health surveillance to employees where it is deemed necessary. Appoint competent persons to help comply with health and safety law. For health and safety policy statement provide employees and other workers who have little or no understanding of English, or who cannot read English, with adequate supervision, translation, interpreters, or replace written notices with clearly understood symbols or diagrams. Employees' responsibilities, the health and safety at work, etc. Act 1974 details two main sections which employees are required to comply with. These are: every employee has a duty of care under the health and safety at work, etc. Act 1974, Section 7, to take reasonable care for their own health and safety. They must also protect the health and safety of other workers and anybody else who may be affected by their actions or omissions at work. In addition to the above, Section 8 states that under no circumstances shall employees purposely or recklessly interfere or misuse anything provided in the interest of safety or welfare, life-saving equipment, signs, or firefighting equipment. Employees also have a duty to assist and cooperate with Whittam Prospect School and any other person to ensure all aspects of health and safety legislation are adhered to. Employees are obliged to always follow safety rules, avoid improvisation, and comply with the health and safety policy. Only perform work that they are qualified to undertake. Always store materials and equipment in a safe manner. Never block emergency escape routes. Keep fire doors closed and never propped open. Always practice safe working procedures, refrain from horseplay and report all hazards and defective equipment. Always wear suitable clothing and personal protective equipment for the task being undertaken. Inform the first aider or appointed person of all accidents that occur. The Management of Health and Safety at Work regulations require all employees to utilize all items that are provided for safety. Comply with all safety instructions. Report to management anything that they may consider to be of any danger. Advise management of any areas where protection arrangements require reviewing. Subcontractors/self-employed personnel responsibilities. 5. Health and safety policy statement will be made aware of the organization's health and safety policy, safety rules, and will be fully aware of the responsibilities and requirements placed upon them by the health and safety at work, etc. Act 1974 and other relevant legislation will comply with all instructions given by management. We'll cooperate with our organization to ensure a high standard of health and safety on all contracts with which they are involved. We'll carry out risk assessments in relation to their activities, ensure that adequate health and safety arrangements are implemented, and cooperate as necessary with all affected parties. We'll comply with signing in and out procedures. Employee information. Information regarding health and safety law is provided in a number of ways. Employees are provided with a copy of the employee handbook. The approved poster, Health and Safety Law, What You Should Know, is displayed on the premises. This poster is completed with address of the local enforcing authority, the Employment Medical Advisory Service, EMAS, etc., and names of responsible persons. Management and employees have access to our health and safety management system that contains all relevant information with regard to recording and monitoring procedures. Health and safety will be on the agenda of all management meetings. Items that may be included in the meeting are: review of accident statistics, near misses and trends, new legislation, compliance with the objectives of the health and safety plan, occupational health issues, introduction of new technology, result of health and safety audits, review of significant findings identified by reports produced by external agencies, completion of corrective actions, review of training needs. 6. Health and safety policy statement monitoring, inspection, and review description. There is a legal requirement to monitor and review health and safety arrangements. The frequency of monitoring and review will be decided by the level of risk, competence of people, legal requirements, results of accidents, and the recommendations of manufacturers or suppliers of equipment. Monitoring includes establishing compliance with Whittam Prospect School health and safety policy and safe systems of work/procedures, inspecting and testing of work equipment, inspecting workplace locations and activities, establishing competence of workers, establishing the well-being and health of workers. Employees' responsibilities. Employees will cooperate with the school's arrangements in respect of workplace inspections. Follow any training, information, guidance, and instruction given by the school for checking and inspection of safe practices. Check equipment, including any personal protective equipment, PPE, supplied, is safe before use. Report any incidences of poor work practice to the school manager. This policy statement forms part of the Health and Safety Policy Manual, where an extensive coverage of all health and safety subjects and matters can be found. 7.